everyone. Welcome back to Our Reality. So excited for today's episode. We have Melissa Feaster on the show. She is the host of Side Piece Podcast and is a certified nutritionist. So what's going on, Melissa?
I mean, are you insane? I'm so freaking excited. Gina, I mean, to see you again, this is what, twice in a month?
I know. And I wish when I was seeing you this time that I would have gotten some of the weight off, but with Thanksgiving and everybody bringing all those treats, I am suffering.
Now, listen, so, everybody, the holidays is like the hardest time, right? It's like, I don't want to have the pie, but it's Thanksgiving. Like, what am I going to do? Right.
So what do you do after to get your body rebooted? Do you do what some friends do? They do the fasting, then they do the shakes only for 3 days. It's like, what should I do? I just want to knock 10 pounds.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Everybody wants quick and easy, right? So I think that's when we go to like, we're going to just do a shake every single day and not eat anything. Or we're going to do this crazy fat or this crazy fad. But like, here's a great thing. Maybe you will drop weight fast, but what are you going to do in 20 days or 30 days after you're done doing that? You're going to start eating again and the weight's going to come back. So it's like, for me, again, this is just me personally. I hate the fad diet bullshit. Like you just need consistency and you need to overall eat healthier, but not like, it's not realistic that you're not going to eat a carb again. Who's not going to eat fruit again?
And it's so hard to go to Ruth Chris with my girlfriends and three of them order salad. It's like, dude, we could have stayed home for that.
Right.
The part of coming to Ruth Chris is to get those killer steak.
Totally.
And even if you just eat a quarter of it and take the rest home for tacos the next day or something. But
like, that's the thing. You can do that. It's just like crazy diets say either do starvation type thing or don't eat a carb again. Like, that's not realistic and that's not going to keep you going long term.
Yeah.
You can go to Ruth Chris and have a girl's night out because you know what? Ultimately, we need to live our life, but you make healthier choices. My husband is 43. He weighs what he did when he started college at 18.
I hate him.
Wow.
But let me tell you, he enjoys eating healthy because he feels better. Physically, mentally, he feels, looks better. He has more energy. But let me tell you, when we go for a date night or the Dodgers or in the World Series or the playoffs, he's having his freaking Papa John's. But it's how you get back on track the next day. You want to live your life and be healthy and, you know, be happy, but just make healthier choices. And that's kind of what I am about. Because so many people that everyone, Gina and Kent, like every person that signs up for Strict, they're like, I've tried every diet out there. And I'm like, well, this is great. That's why it's not working, because it's a diet. There's a reason why there is D-I-E, die, in diet. Because they suck, right?
Yeah.
So let's find what you love, but make it healthier. So you can do it 30 days from now, 6 months from now, 6 years from now.
So a breakfast for you is just a simple something? Protein shake?
Are you on the go? Do you just need a protein shake to get going? There you go. Have some egg whites, have avocado toast, have a little bit of oatmeal. I mean, there's 100 things. Like when someone signs up, here is a list of breakfast ideas, snack ideas, lunch, dinner. You like to drink? It's freaking in the middle of a pandemic. I'm sure as hell not going to tell you can't drink. I drink.
Right.
Let's just like our food, let's make healthier drink options. And like when someone like Gina, if we were for real going to do this, we would sit down, go through every single thing that you eat. Then we go together and make meal plans. So you literally know every second of your day.
All right.
What we're eating.
Okay.
So when someone goes and buys your Strict program, what exactly do they get? Is it
and how do you sign up for it? How do you spell it?
You just go, it's strippedwithmelissa.com. You go.
STRIPPED.
Yeah. Stripped with Melissa. So you just go onto the website and there's a Kickstart program. You sign up for that. And it all starts with your nutrition. So when someone signs up, we go through, I send you a whole like onboarding questions and you let me know everything that you eat.
All right. I do now. I put everything I eat in my Apple phone app.
Right.
That's good.
But then it calculates and it does this and you're like, oh wait, let me compute this. that's a thing that I, again, each to each its own. And I don't judge. I just feel like certain ways get you there quicker, easier, and for longer.
We are
so stressed in our lives, kids, grandkids, jobs. Like, who wants to sit there every day and be like, oh, okay, this is 100 calories. And then this is X amount of carbs. Like, I don't have time for that shit. I have 2 kids under 4 and my jobs. So in the beginning, we sit there and we go through every single thing that you eat, but then there's no computing. There's no calculating. There's nothing. It's just like, here's what we eat going forward. And that's it. You're not counting.
Do you eat cheese?
I have dairy issues.
Okay.
So, but again, I know people are cheese eaters. So you know what? Let's figure out what you love. Let's find maybe healthier versions. Maybe not. Let's not eat it all day long. But I'm not going to say, unless you're eating donuts all freaking day long, I'm not going to say you can't eat this.
Okay.
Ever.
All right. I will check out your website. And how was your Thanksgiving?
I mean, it was good. It was, listen, nobody knows. I mean, I'm telling you this now, but like my mom has breast cancer. And
she
just had a mastectomy yesterday morning.
Oh, so, boy, that's hard. You're taking care of her?
I mean, my dad is here down the street. But yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know.
You're making her lots of green shakes?
And here's the thing, Gina and Kent, both of you guys. I guarantee you her recovery wouldn't be as easy, not easy, but would be harder had she not been healthier going into it.
Yep.
Right.
My mom lost about 40 pounds. I started getting her eating right. She lost about 40 pounds. She was working out, biking. She's 72. She would bike like 20, 30 miles a day. The healthiest she's ever been in her world. And I know, almost like having a baby or whatever, when you're healthier, it makes recovery and the bounce back easier.
Well, I'm praying for her. I have a girlfriend who's doing it next month, and she's been putting it off for a year, and I've been so angry with her.
No, listen, the longer it sits in there, it's like a bad relationship. The longer you sit in it, the more it gets worse and it festers and more shit comes bad and negative from it. It's like anything in life. I'm like, get it in. Let's problem solve. Get in, get it out, move on. Like cut the cord. So by the way, I'm sorry about your girlfriend. My sister about a month ago had a double mastectomy.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. She has the Brax gene. She doesn't have cancer yet, but that's just what they want to do to get everything out of her. So it sucks. And she does not eat healthy. She eats once a day and late at night. It's just, she's got some bad healthy habits. So hopefully she'll turn it around. But
well, listen, I'm here regardless of whether it's the mastectomy, double mastectomy type thing. I've been through it with my sister. Now my mom, like if she needs anything, food stuff, mastectomy stuff, whatever, I would, I'm always here to help.
All right. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Perfect. Sure. And then you'd be so proud of me for Thanksgiving. My daughter was here and she is a health freak. So the Texas side of the family did the green beans with the thick gravy and the mushrooms. And she did the blanched green beans with just simple olive oil and a couple little nuts on it. It was delicious and tasty.
See?
And the other side, the other side made the sweet potatoes with marshmallows and brown sugar. And my favorite, I love all that stuff. And she just did simple salt and pepper and they were delicious.
See, that's the thing.
I love that.
People are like, I feel like it's whatever you do. People get intimidated. It's like healthy eating, either it's hard to make or it's going to taste like cardboard.
Yeah.
And it's just like, get creative, right? I mean, figure out ways to make it easy for yourself and healthy. And that's the thing too. When someone signs up, I'll send you my favorites because there's things that like I... like not products that I push, like just like a bread that I like, right? I'm like, hey, you want to like bread? Try this bread. I love it. Things like that. But then I also send recipes because I don't have time to sit in the kitchen for 3 hours a day. I know most people don't. So like, it's just like, how do we simplify our life, but make it tasty and healthy?
Well, back when I was raising my children, my mother-in-law lived nearby and Sharon Keough, she raised these, you know, Major League Baseball player, Olympic volleyball player kids.
Badasses.
And it's like, what did you do different than everybody else? She's like, in there, macaroni and cheese was cauliflower. In their spaghetti sauce, there was many, many vegetables blended in there. She did that before it was even, you know, popular. She put vitamins in their food, vitamins in their milk. She was crazy. In their ice cream, she'd blend their vitamins. It's like, oh my God, in their protein shakes. But
oh my God.
I'm telling you, there's a thing to you are what you eat.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a thing. My kids, my girl is not three yet, and she looks like she is in my son. Like they are just, they're
little studs.
They're solid. I mean, they could barrel me over. And it's, again, it's, it goes to the nutrition and the food, the vegetables.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
The green drinks. I mean, it's just, it makes a huge difference whether you're 3 years old or 30 years old or 60 years. I mean, it doesn't matter. It makes such a difference.
Yeah. So I think parents, it starts at the home. You don't wait for what your school is going to serve your kid. You pack healthy lunches. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
By the time you send them to school, it's like, that's over. They're going to like, they're not going to want where you're trying to get the healthy stuff because they're not used to it.
Have you been watching the first episode of The Housewives?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It was in Heather's house. Gina, you and I talked about this.
It's to die for, isn't it?
It's gorgeous.
I did like her other house a lot. I miss some of the things she had there, but this one's outrageously cool.
How do you have a 22,000 square foot house?
Why would you want it is the second choice. I mean, I have friends who lived, Kenny Rogers and Marianne Rogers lived in one called, I think it was called Greystone or something in Beverly Hills. And I lived in one of their guest houses and Lionel Richie lived in the other while we were building our houses. And Michael Jackson came over and he hadn't bought that Netherland ranch yet. He said, oh my God, you could have a family of 16 living in the basement. You'd never even know. He was so impressed with the size of the house. And shortly after, he went and bought that giant ranch. So
by the way, that store, like, look at Kent, she's just saying this, like, by the way,
I know it's insane. Next to
Lionel Richie. His was 16,000 feet and it was freaking huge.
Wow. Now add on another, what's her 22,000?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, half of the house you probably don't use. It's probably a movie. Well, the movie theater's huge. It looks like you could have 20 people over. So she's got a lot of big rooms. You know, we had a big guy in a 16,000 square foot house, General Lyons in Cotto. And when I went there, because his daughter was my friend, he had the coolest thing in the kitchen was a fireplace and a cozy round table for four and a big armchair, two of them. So he could sit there and watch TV while his wife cooked, but he never went in all the big rooms. He stayed in the cozy, warm little kitchen area most of the time, you know? It's like, you don't need all that space.
Even in our houses that aren't 22,000 square feet or even close to that, how many rooms do we go in? I don't go into many of my rooms.
No. Mm-hmm.
I mean, right? You're in like your family room, your bedroom, your kitchen, your bathroom. I mean,
yeah, those are the rooms that are the need to be the biggest. Yeah.
Right. So it's just like, I just like the amount of money. I'm always thinking about this stuff. The dough. I mean, it's not cheap, Gina, where you guys live.
Well, where do you live?
I'm in LA. I can't even imagine what a 22,000 square foot house would cost in Marina Del Rey.
Oh my gosh.
Probably 20 million.
Yeah.
What? How probably. Do they have this dough from Terry?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird because she wasn't like a super famous actress, too. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, that's a lot dough.
Yeah, it's a lot. This is and why would you want to have that nut to crack when you're getting to an age? You know, he must have a lot of doctors that work under him or something. Because there comes a point in your life when you want to have fun and not be a slave to surgery.
Right.
Right. Well, maybe they put all their money into the house.
Oh, that's true. I mean, it was worth it for the last one they sold for $16 million and they had built that one too. So, you know, when you build a house, it's a lot easier than buying it because your tax basis is low.
It's like the same stuff. Like, what's the first thing when you're watching Salt Lake City? What is the first thing that you said about Jen Shah? How does she have this kind of dough?
And how does she? She's married to money?
Jen Shah?
No, yeah. She did the scam, the telemarketing scam.
Jen Shah's husband is a college football assistant coach. And it's a great school, but like...
That's a $100,000 a year job, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
College sports, they ain't making millions and millions and millions.
So what did she do? What did Jen Shah do?
So allegedly...
Right.
She had a telemarketing business. Where she scammed, allegedly, people out of millions and millions of dollars and also elderly or, you know.
What was she selling?
You name it.
Oh.
They didn't really sell anything. They just like kind of scammed people. They tricked them into buying stuff or giving them money.
Well,
because
telemarketing is a good job. I mean, you're not always selling something. I mean, I have friends who own telemarketing companies and they do product, you know, they answer the questions about the product and, you know, it's just a business. But if she did a pyramid scheme or something.
I watched the Shaw Shocker and I think she sold the leads. Like they targeted elderly people who didn't know better. And I think her company sold leads to people of these elderly people. And then those companies like targeted them. And I saw one case on there where she was trying to sell a product or like blankets or something. And that wouldn't sell. And they like told her it was marketing and different stuff. And she spent $20,000 and she sold nothing. So she lost $20,000.
These people would basically be like, hey, do you want to build your business? We'll help you with social media. Spend $10,000. We'll build your social media platform. Do you need help with marketing? Do you need help with social media? Do you need help with, you know, whatever? So they would sell them these specific programs.
Yeah. Well, it's probably not their fault that the person's product didn't sell even after they spent money marketing and building websites.
They weren't actually doing any of it.
Oh.
They were lying to them. Yeah. So they didn't do anything. They just took the money.
$8,000.
Well, you're innocent until proven guilty. So let's see what happens when it goes to court.
If you haven't watched it, you have to freaking watch it. It's
all right. So I'm watching the thing that Dana did.
Dana was in the Shaw Shocker. It's on ABC. And Dana was in it.
Okay. I will Google it.
It is when you watch like the whole breakdown of this, I mean,
it's sad, huh?
No, there's like 90-year-old women testifying. Like, I just lost $9,000.
Oh, God.
And I can't even use a computer. Like, it's heart-wrenching.
It's bad.
It's heart-wrenching. And again, allegedly, but it's just, and Jen's best friend, Stuart, /assistant, he got arrested. And
did Jen get arrested or no?
They both got arrested. Stuart, the best friend /assistant, pled not guilty, later went in and pled guilty.
Oh my God.
Not good for, I mean, again, I'm not.
He's thrown her under the bus.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, to get a lesser plea, I mean, you could face up to 10 years for this stuff or more.
Wow.
That's bad.
That's insane.
Yeah. Like Dana was saying, depending on like how many people you scam, the ages, like the money that was involved, they keep tacking on years and years.
Yeah. I talked to Dana a couple of weeks ago about it and she knows a lot of the legal stuff behind it. And I guess they're prosecuting them in New York or something. And she said the judges there like really are hardcore and go after these people.
Wow.
And the points add up. So it's crazy.
Oh, does she have small children?
Jen? No, she has their high school.
Okay. I think so. Yeah.
Two boys. So regardless, listen.
That's another thing people have to remember. When you put yourself in the public eye on these TV shows, like Vicky's Vodka and all those different things, you open yourself up to all kinds of lawsuits and crazy.
Did Vicky get sued?
Yeah, I think so. I think the partner in the Vicky Vodka sued her. But what did she know about vodka? Mm. She put her name on it.
Right.
So the vodka didn't sell well. I'm not sure exactly what happened, but every time people approach you, man, you have to have them vetted and background checks because you just never know. I mean, just because Bethany hit it big with all of her stuff. And every time I go to the store, she has new stuff out. She's doing so awesome. Mm-hmm. Her product line.
Right.
It's incredible.
That's the thing. But, like you said, everybody then thinks that they can be the next skinny girl, right? Yeah.
Right.
With a whole, yeah. all these yeah. product lines and make hundreds of millions of dollars. And it's just like, when you know, when you're in the public eye,
you have to be, right. You have to live above the law. That's for sure. Because you're a target. Yeah. And when you make a lot of money, guess what? There are a lot of people who want a piece of it.
Yeah. Like,
oh, did you see mm-hmm. where they invited the girl into Heather's house with sued Terry? I would be so insane. Upset because that person, what if she would have tripped or something on purpose? That was just so wrong of her friends or fake friends.
But did you see though, supposedly, like this woman never sued Terry?
Oh, no, really? I didn't catch
this
that.
This was just a
hearsay, like, somebody
rumor?
Like a Shannon Bedore supposed.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm good. I'm glad. I didn't catch that. No.
Yeah. Oh my
God. I'm too busy to follow all of them, but
there's a lot going down with that too, where it's again, supposedly Shannon is like setting like Gina or Emily up to kind of dish mm-hmm. out these things, whether they're true or false.
God, wow. Shannon, behave.
Yeah. To kind of go after whether it's Heather, whether it's. And
I know they tell you there's got to be some drama or you're all going to be gone. I know they tell you that.
Yeah.
But. Emily looks fabulous. The kids look great. She I does. Saw the Christmas card. Super cute.
You're close mm-hmm. with them, right?
No, I'm not close with anybody with COVID. Who, you know, you're just social right. media friends. I haven't been.
Right.
I'm going to an ugly sweater party this weekend, and I haven't been out a lot. I just go to wow. nice fine dining where you sit away with your date at a table somewhere, you know, where you're mm-hmm. at a bar a little bit apart from people. But I haven't been going to a lot of big parties. Been a little nervous.
Yeah.
No, totally, as you should. I mean, that's the thing. It's
yeah.
Still, unfortunately, we're still in it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's just, unless we're safe, we're not going to get out of it.
Yep.
You know? Right.
What part of LA are you?
I'm in like Marina Del Rey area.
Oh, I loved living there.
It's mm-hmm. it's nice, right? But yeah. again, like I am still, I mean, my kids are 4 and 3. They wear a mask to school every single day. We have to get them COVID tested mm-hmm. every single week.
Why?
Oh my gosh.
Because that's just, if you want to go to school there. You
have wow. I mean, I wouldn't test somebody unless they were sick.
Every right. single weekend.
Oh, the kids don't like that thing going up their nose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Do you like it? Lolo's trying to get a 3 and a 4-year-old to put it up their nose every week.
It's, no.
It's, oh my gosh.
Not fun. But it's just like,
yeah.
you know, again, to try to keep safe. And if people aren't getting vaccinated, they're like, we have to keep doing this then because.
But the parents are vaccinated.
Not all so, of them.
Oh, they're not?
At least at our school, mm. because I still get emails all the time. Like, we ask you to get vaccinated. And since not everyone's getting vaccinated, we have to do tests all the time. And we have to wear masks. And we have to do this.
So, yeah. So Melissa, what's your opinion on the vaccine?
I mean, listen, I want our world to be open again. So,
yeah.
Right.
You know, it. When I was first learning about it, I was like, oh, what, you know, do we know enough about this? I, you know, I'm one that likes to research mm-hmm. and be, you know, logical and all this stuff. But, right. but again, like I hear so many people dying from it and it's like, mm-hmm. do you want to take the chance and die?
Dying from COVID or the vaccine?
I'm sorry, from COVID.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, you know what? And you know what? I was watching something. I don't think, no, maybe sports or something like ESPN, and someone was like, you know, people are going crazy about this vaccine. When you go to the doctor's office, and it was a good point, think about it. When you go to the doctor's office and your doctor says, oh, you're not feeling well for whatever reason, here, take this and this. Do you go home and say, oh, okay, what are the ingredients in this prescription that my doctor just gave me?
Right.
Do you? Have you ever looked
no.
up any ingredients?
Absolutely. My girlfriend just got scoped her throat and they said, your throat is inflamed. It's this, it's that, it's this. And I said, tell me what they gave you for those two different things. They gave her two things. I totally looked them up to see what they're oh, wow. for. And it's for ulcers and stuff. It's to stop infection on your throat and to nullify your acid in your stomach. So I totally look up everything people gives me.
No.
So I know what the...
Yeah, you look up the medication, but do you right. look up the ingredients in the medication?
Right.
No.
Right.
Right, that's the thing.
So it's like, then people are like, oh, but this ingredient is in the vaccine, and I don't know. Well, did you just do that? You're questioning the vaccine. Did you just go and look up that the medication that they gave you for their inflammation in your knee?
Yeah.
Did you look up the ingredients in it? Probably not.
No, but you read the right. pros and cons and what's wrong with it. But, you know, we're just starting to figure out that the COVID vaccine prevents it. People still are getting it. They're still right. getting COVID. They're just getting lesser symptoms. So
it's just hard for me. Again, I don't care what it is, the vaccine, what you eat, your exercise, what the hell you watch on TV. You do you, like, no judgment. But for me personally, when I see people in my life that are dying from COVID, mm-hmm. I'm just like, it's a vaccine.
Yeah. Right. I got it. And I had no problems with it.
So, are you guys going to get the booster? I'm afraid of the booster.
I don't think so.
My dad, my parents, some of my parents got it. They just were knocked out for a little bit. Tired, but not sick.
Isn't that weird that the first two didn't affect you? The third is exactly the same and it affects you?
Oh, I was crushed after I got my second one. I couldn't move. I was out for 3 days.
No way.
Wow.
Fever, chills. My arm, no joke, was twice the size.
Yeah, your lymph nodes swell up too.
Oh, it was insanity. But again, like,
that's crazy.
I need a life. I have kids. I can't be a shut-in anymore. Yeah.
Right.
You know, and that's why I worry about my kids. We've postponed so many things because they're 4 and 3. They're not protected.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's just like, it also comes back down to, again, across the board, a relationship, what you're eating, your mental state. Right? It's just like everyone's kind of in a bad mental state right now. So what's going to help get you out of that? It's just your way of life. That's just how I look at it. So I don't know.
True.
That's me. It's the same thing with breastfeeding. Like, everyone tells you need to breastfeed. Is it best for you personally? Is it going to make you more nuts? Is your boob swollen?
It makes you eat a lot more. I know my poor daughter's appetite is out of this world from breastfeeding.
But it's just like everyone has their opinions. It's like, why don't you do what's best for you?
Yeah.
Right.
That's my thought.
So, Melissa, what did you think about Nicki Minaj hosting the Potomac reunion?
I saw teasers that she's going to be on. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that she was actually filling in and stepping in and sitting in Andy Cohen's seat.
Was Andy sick?
Yeah.
No. Andy's like, hey guys, okay, I want a shot of tequila. It's mid reunion. Let's do a shot of tequila. Nicki Minaj walks out holding the tequila or whatever he asked for. And Andy's like, all right, peace, Nicki, you got it. And she literally sat down and was.
Why would he give up his little chair?
But the crazy thing for me, like, did you see it, Kent?
No, I didn't watch it yet.
Okay. So the crazy thing for me is, I understand, like, you want to switch it up. It's drama, whatever. But like, Andy, I feel to some degree, tries to kind of stay neutral. Like, I'm asking the question.
Right.
Sometimes
she didn't.
She had a lot to say. Like, she wins.
Oh my gosh.
So you thought it was more like a presidential debate.
It was. I mean, even for me, and I like this, like, you know what you, Gina, you know what you're getting at reunion. It is, you're not shit taking a show. Breath. It's a shit show. Even for me, I knew, like, people, like, go in for others. I was kind of uncomfortable at times with Nicki, like, going in on something.
Yeah.
Going after somebody.
Going in. Like, she was going in. I mean, Nicki's a singer.
So do you think it's because Andy wanted to preserve friendships with everybody? He thought, okay, I'm going to let someone else be the bad guy?
Good cop, bad cop? Or just drama. Like,
maybe.
Yeah.
Listen, Andy
stirs the pot.
Right? Andy's hands are clean. He can't get in trouble for what somebody else is, like, going in about. So.
True.
Yeah.
I just think it's kind of like, here you go. I'm going to set the bomb a little bit, but then, you know, you go and pick up the pieces or put some more bombs in.
Why do you think they picked Nicki Minaj? Like, what correlation does she have to the show?
I think she was just a fan of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, Rihanna would chime in with Beverly Hills stuff or.
Oh, that's cool.
I think Nicki
Minaj. You know, it just, it opens it up to another because all of Nicki Minaj's fans would tune in. So I think it was brilliant marketing. Bravo always does the most brilliant marketing.
I think in the core drama, but let me tell you, Nicki also like knew her stuff. It wasn't like she was like, here's my card. Like she could flash back. Mm. Like Gina, if we're talking about one of your episodes in season freaking one, I know what you're talking about. Like that's what I appreciated from Nicki. I felt like she knew what she was really talking
about. She did.
Like,
she'd been primed.
It was good. It was insane to the point now, like Nicki and one of the husbands, Candace's husbands, kind of are having words. Because Chris was like,
I saw that.
Did you see?
Yeah, there's a clip of it. I think they're on Twitter.
I should do more trips with the husbands and wives all going together. Let the guys go golf during the day or do their thing. But, you know, so there's there's interaction of the couples. I like that more.
I love it.
Right.
I don't think it's realistic that you and I would go off on a Caribbean thing without our husbands or boyfriends. It's just, we wouldn't do it. It's not realistic.
I feel like some of them are adding more. Like Jersey is all about the husbands now. And and you know, all this stuff. Like I've had a couple of the Jersey husbands on Side Piece. They're in it.
Oh, wow.
Like they're doing the stuff. They're a part of it. You know,
Teresa got engaged.
Teresa's engaged.
Mm-hmm. Is she even divorced?
I think they got divorced a while ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. So I had Mike Hill on Side Piece a while back. Mike Hill is married to Cynthia Bailey.
Right.
Oh.
Through that, I met Cynthia. Have you met Cynthia, Gina?
Long time ago, yeah.
So
at the Bravo upfronts or something.
Oh, right. Right, right, right. That's where you guys always got together.
Yeah.
So Cynthia we all went to dinner, the two of them, my husband and me, and it was awesome. Like they were so great. Cynthia was amazing. Aww. She calls me and says, hey, listen, Mike can't come tomorrow. It's the Ultimate Girls Trip premiere. Would you want to be my date? And I'm like, duh.
How fun.
So I went. And in the Ultimate Girls Trip, it's Melissa Gorga, Teresa, Kyle Richards, Kenya Moore, Cynthia, Ramona, and Luann. Ramona and Luann from New York weren't there. The premiere was in LA. But like in walks Teresa, Melissa Gorga, Kenya, Kyle Richards. I had never met Teresa before. And I'm like, what am I going to get here? It's Teresa, right?
Right. That's insane.
No shit. She was so awesome.
Nice.
Aw, that's great.
So sweet. And then Louis, her fiance, walks in behind her. Amazing.
Nice. He's so cute.
He was, and he's gotten a lot of heat on social media. I don't know why. A lot of shit's been said. He was, I ended up spending most of the night with him because the ladies would go and do their stuff.
Right.
So Louis and I would kind of hang out and talk and whatever. He was so down to earth and cool.
What does he do?
He does like ad stuff. He sold.
Oh, he's in marketing?
He started his own business when he was like 19, 20 years old and built it up himself. And it's
nice.
He's self-made. So
where does Teresa live? Does she have a cool house again?
They just bought one together.
They just bought one. Yeah cool. Together.
Louis and Teresa.
Nice. Yeah, I'm so behind on all those shows because I've been watching so many Netflix movies. I'm like addicted to Netflix and Prime Video.
Gina, you have to watch The Shawshocker.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because you guys had Dana on recently, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And we were on her show and she was on ours, yeah.
Did she talk about it?
No.
No.
We haven't talked to her since then.
Yeah. When she did the first ABC special, I heard all the behind the scenes on it, but she's so busy now. I just think she doesn't have time for talking to a lot of people. She's just kind of doing her thing.
I had her on a few days ago, Monday or Friday. It took her a while to like hone her in and like get her on. But she's also like, I wanted to come on after the Shawshocker came out because I wanted to be able to discuss it.
Right.
Because she's on it. And she did the Erica Girardi one.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what you guys talked about.
Right.
Yeah.
Gina, did you see that one?
I did. What's going on with that recently? Anybody know? Any updates?
I don't think there's anything new.
Going through the trials.
What do you think about all that with Erica?
I mean, her husband did something doesn't mean she was involved.
Right.
So,
right.
You know?
It's crazy.
Most women don't pay attention to what their husbands are doing. It's their work. They do it. They leave it at work. So.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot within like the housewives of these women? They just don't know what's going on with their husband.
Well, usually.
Maybe.
Vicky knew everything that was going on with her husband when she was married. So no, it's not necessarily true. I mean, people that have been married a long time, like Teresa's husband was a big builder. She wasn't involved in day-to-day stuff. She didn't know what was going on.
Totally.
So, and a lot of people filed bankruptcy and did a lot of crazy stuff in building. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for him. To have to leave the country was pretty awful when he has children here.
Well, and I guess now he's trying to fight it and and get back in. And
So he hasn't built a life in Italy yet?
I mean, but again, like even if you do, where
your children are here. I mean, personally, I would let my child do 1 year of school in Italy. I think it'd be fabulous. How wonderful would that be?
I mean, that would be insane. But at the same time, it's like when, you know, listen, you have girls, they have their life, they have their friends, they have their relationships. Yeah. Then to leave all that,
it's just to go for a semester or a year. It would be incredible. It'd be incredible. It'd be awesome.
I just can't imagine like you have another life and your girls are in another country like that.
Yeah. I have friends who have husbands that move back to Germany for work and their kids will go 3 months to Germany and then they'll come back here for 3 months and they need time with their father anyway.
How did you get into Side Piece Podcast? Like how did you start it?
So I met with a production company in New York and they work with Bravo and of course, love everything Bravo. I know Bravo like the back of my freaking hand. And it just started, like I started talking with them and they were like, would you ever do a podcast? And no lie, I had never in my life listened to a podcast, but I say yes to like everything. So I was like, sure. And then we started thinking of names and I'm huge with names. Like names are a big thing for me. And I like came up with Side Piece thinking, what about all the people, not only the Bravo Labs, like the Ginas and the Teresas, but what about the people that are their favorite side, right? Like a Frank Catania, the husband, Mauricio, whatever, the stylist, the best friend. So why don't we give them some love?
Oh.
So that's kind of how the name came about.
Oh, but I love that.
Yeah. That's how it all came because it's like, listen, how many do you do, Gina, right? Everybody wants you guys, like the Jordans, but what about like the Scottie Pippins that make the Jordans so great?
Right.
So that's when it was like, let's give them some love. But you know, I love Bravo so much. So if I can talk to a Jordan, a Gina, then that's what I'm freaking doing. Right. So now it's like, I will talk to anybody, but that's originally how the name started.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And again, I'd never listened to a side piece to a podcast in my life, but
I started during the pandemic listening, like Vicky's came out with hers. And then I started listening to that. And then I just found everyone's on there. So I started listening.
They're huge now. Yeah. Everyone's doing it. Look, Tamara and Teddy Mellencamp just rebooted.
Have you tried theirs? I haven't heard.
You know what? It just came out. Right. I listened to the first one.
Right.
I like Tamara a lot.
Yeah.
She was on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess Teddy had one and they're trying to reboot Teddy's.
Oh.
So this is like the Teddy reboot and they added Tamara.
Yeah. I went and looked at it and I saw a ton of old episodes. I'm like, I didn't think this was new then if it's all on there, but I guess they did switch it like that. With Tamara.
I think it needed a little pick me up.
Yeah.
So they threw Tamara into it and then came up with the name, which I like. Again, I'm big with names. Mm-hmm. So, but they're just episode two in.
Did I tell you I just did Kelly and Rick Leventhal's Unmasked?
Oh my God. Gina, how was that?
Well, they did it at their home. They usually have a studio, but with COVID, they started doing it at their home. And their home is, her decorating is just beautiful. I love what she does. And I'd never spent much time talking to Rick, but you know, we talked for about a half hour before the podcast, and then we talked a little bit after, and they were, you know, getting ready to leave for Florida. And they actually ended up in Jacksonville, Florida, my daughter's hometown, hanging out with a bunch of my friends. So that was kind of fun.
No way. Really?
Yeah. They,
how was it?
They texted me from there, said, we're playing tennis with, you know, your friends. Like, oh, that's so cool.
Oh my gosh. They were at,
it was good talking to both of them.
Yeah. Was it was nuts? Really interesting. They had a lot of cool questions. Rick had Googled me just to see who he was talking to, because he hadn't met me just for a few minutes here and there at different parties. And he's like, oh my God, I had no idea you were the first ZZ Top and that you were a centerfold and you did all these movies and TV shows. And, you know, he said, I just didn't know. He said, you live like 10 lifetimes. It's like, thanks, Rick, for making me feel so old.
Oh my God.
Not old, accomplished.
Yeah. So
not old, accomplished. Yeah. Was it crazy? I mean, there's a lot going on with Kelly right now.
Yeah, she's doing great. She looks beautiful. Like. She's looks healthy.
That's good.
So, Jolie has grown up so much. She just came down the stairs as I was leaving, and I got to reacquaint myself because I hadn't seen her probably since she was 8.
Oh,
so it was that's a long crazy. Time. Yeah,
it's insane.
So it was good.
Yeah, they said when they get back, they need me to come back in and do touch up because some of the audio didn't work about halfway through. They want to redo it.
Oh.
And they said, you know, we want to take you to dinner. You're so fun. It's like, oh, how fun would that be?
Right.
They are fun.
Yeah.
Totally. I was talking to Kelly. I'm like, hey, Kelly, you want to come on Side Piece? Mm-hmm. And Ken, I think, did I tell you this?
I think so.
He kind of was like, yeah, I'm in. And then she was like, wait a minute, but who are, like, how many viewers do you have and how many listeners and this and that and the other? And I didn't have like the numbers. So then she was like, I'm good right now.
Oh, that's not nice because it helps. Everybody, they look at how many numbers you are, of course, because they want to grow their numbers with your numbers, but
right,
yeah. Well, look at how successful Side Piece is now.
Yeah, well, thank you, crazy. I appreciate that.
Of course, every like Bravo page I feel like posts about it. Like, I always see Side Piece podcast, it's crazy.
Thanks, listen, it's just like do what you love, right? And then people appreciate that more. So, I can't talk about fashion and I can't talk about shoes and this and that. I can't talk about food and nutrition, and I can't talk about Bravo because I freaking know Bravo like the back of my hand. So, you know, I just feel like do what's organic and real and true, and, you know, people will appreciate that.
I think so too.
Yeah. I reached out to Kelly, I think it was, or Rick. I don't know. I think they have the same email before we even started the podcast, just to see if they would be interested in coming on. And they said, we're good for now, but that was right before they started theirs. So I guess they were kind of just like wanting to do theirs like exclusively.
Right.
But they have to understand that going on all these different things just helps your brand.
Right.
It doesn't dilute it.
Right.
That was the same with Vicky, actually. I reached out to Vicky and Vicky was like, again, she was super sweet. She got back to me. A lot of people don't even respond, right? Vicky responded. Right. She's like, I'm just about to start mine. You know, let's touch base again. And then obviously everything that's going on now.
But she should have done it because it's just another platform advertising hers to come. I don't know. I always feel if you help someone else, in the end, it comes around.
Right.
Yeah. I really want to have Vicky on our podcast. I love her. She's great.
I know. Well, hello, Gina.
Oh, I just haven't wanted to bother her. I know she's got a lot going on.
Right.
I will. I know. And she'll do whatever I ask because, of course, I always do whatever she asks. So I'm not worried about
it. Perfect. After she comes on your guys's, tell her to come on mine.
All right. We will.
I know. But I was like, almost like, Vicky, but don't you want to come on? Like, you've been wronged. Let's come on and talk about it. And like you tell him like what a dick he is. Like that is just what I would do. I'm like, oh my God, this person did this to me. Now I'm going to go and blast it everywhere. Like that's just.
Yeah.
So
I was like, Vicky, wouldn't that be good? She was like, I need a minute.
Yeah. See, I never would have done any of that. I wouldn't have talked about it. It would have just been, he's gone. I wouldn't have given him the advertising. I wouldn't have given him the benefit of that he lied and cheated. It's like, I just wouldn't even want anybody to know. I'd be so embarrassed.
Right.
It's a whole new world though now, Gina.
I know, I mean, but when you don't even know what's going on in your old life, in your life, it's just hard.
I know. Mm-hmm. How's she doing, by the way?
It's hard. She was in love with him. that was her guy. You know, she didn't want anybody else.
Right. She's been with him for a while.
6 or 7 years. I mean, that's,
wow,
that's hard.
I know.
Well, and you know what I think the difference is, like, between, like, she, again, you know her, Gina, better than I do, but I feel like she is someone that loves to be in love.
She loves, yeah, to be in love. She's a good girl in a relationship. I mean, she's a good girl. She didn't deserve, yeah, that.
Right.
It wasn't very nice.
That's, yeah, sad. Yeah. It's like one person, it's like, I don't need a relationship. If I'm in one, cool. I feel like she really thrives. Yeah.
And then to say, I'm not, right, a relationship guy, and then immediately move in with a girl. Come on.
Oh my God.
That's just evil.
Right. It's horrible.
Yeah. Not good at all.
No.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I text her and I bug her, and not text her, but I message her, and I'm always like, how you doing? I check in, and I can't imagine, especially, yeah, the holidays. And I know how close she is with the kids and the grandkids, and, mm-hmm, not being close to them, like, physically. So,
but, yeah, in truth, he did say it's been over a year that, you know, and if you realize all those things she went to last year when it was family time in different places, he wasn't around. So,
yeah,
he's been pulling back, crazy, for a while. She just didn't want to acknowledge it, I guess.
Mm. Well, that makes sense.
When does the Ultimate Girls Trip 2 with that Vicky did? Do you know when that comes out?
No.
Not for a while, probably.
Did you like the first one? Did you like
it? I mean, I did. I mean, it's just, listen, you have these 7 chicks together, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think it's funny, though, like this one, the first one, they, I mean, private jets, you know, they were telling me, like, the treatment, baby. Private jets, they're in that huge mansion in Turks and Caicos. And then the second one, they go, and again, no offense to Dorinda's, but it's just funny. Like, they literally went to on private jets, Turks and Caicos. And then this one was like outside of New York.
So, yeah. Guys, so they got cheated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, again, I'm sure Dorinda, the Bluestone Manor is amazing. But right. It's just like comparing.
Is it
like
at Dorinda's house?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's the one outside of New York, like the one that she always takes people to on the Housewives.
So why do you think they did such a cheaper version of it?
Because they can.
Okay.
Right. They probably don't have the budget to spend until maybe they make it back or something. I don't know.
They have a lot of money. Come on.
That's true.
They have a lot of dough. The dough that they had to spend on this Ultimate Girl Trip. Right. I mean.
Remember, because they got to pay each girl.
Right. So, well, maybe the budget they want to spend on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Here's the good thing, though. You can put them in Dorinda's place or in a fancy place in Turks and Caicos, and you're going to get drama wherever the hell you do it. So why wouldn't you do it for cheaper?
Right, yeah. Exactly.
You're still going to get, like, crazy come out, so just do it on a cheaper budget.
I guess. I mean, but people do like to see the cool locations, but...
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
Could you imagine, Gina, when you like were on?
Yeah, we went to Vegas.
Go to like Dubai. Mm-hmm.
We went to Vegas and we went to Cabo San Lucas or Puerto Vallarta, and we didn't spend a lot of money.
Right.
Yeah. Did you guys have to pay for those trips, Gina, or was it paid by Bravo?
Of course, Bravo pays for everything.
Oh, okay.
But they ain't the Thailand and Dubai. No,
I got cheated on the trips, man. I was in the low budget phase.
Oh my
all right,
gosh.
You guys, we should wrap this up because you all have to get on with your day.
Yeah.
And
well, thank you so much for coming on, Melissa. It was so much fun. And tell everyone your social media account so they can go find you.
Yes. So you can find me at Side Piece Show. That's just at Side Piece and then Show. And then I also have my nutrition company. I'm a Stanford certified nutritionist. And I just got my 100th client. And you can find that on strippedwithmelissa.com.
Sweet. Thanks for coming on. And I'm looking you up right now.
I'm so excited. Listen, I would love, love, love to help in any way at all. No charge. Seeing you guys, this was payment enough times 100.
I'll definitely check it out. I'm excited.
I would love to help and get you guys feeling awesome.
Definitely. Well, I'll talk to you later,
honey.
Then.
Happy holidays. All right, guys. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye.